Then God throws a what? Oh, come on now. You didn't sound very convincing. Then God throws a what?
Party.
Oh, that still didn't sound very convincing. Come on now. Then God throws a what?
A party.
There we go. When the lost are what?
Found.
That's right. Let's move on to our scripture for today. Then Jesus said, there was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me. So he divided his property between them. The father did. A few days later, the younger son gathered all that he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property on dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out as one of the citizens of that country, to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired hands have bread enough to eat and to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and I will go to my father and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands. So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father what? His father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father interrupted him and said to his slaves, quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate, for this son of mine was and is alive again. He was lost and is
found.
And they began to what?
Celebrate.
Now his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music. Now listen, folks. This is where Eric's heartstrings go, ouch. When he came and approached the house, he heard the music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked, what's going on? He replied, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has got him back safe and sound. Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him, but he answered his father, listen! For all these years, I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command, yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, you hear that? When this son of yours came back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you kill the fatted calf for him. Then the father said to him, son, you are always with me. And all that is mine is yours. But we have to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was and has come to. He was and has been. Man, Jesus was a genius at telling stories, wasn't he? In the first two parables, he taught the crowd that God continually searches for the lost, and then God in heaven throw a party when the lost are found. Now, he's going to show us not only a loving and accepting God, he also is going to let us see the personality of the lost and the personality of the righteous. Jesus, you see, complements and extends his stories, his parables. So, who is God in the parable? The Father, right. Who is the one that is or becomes lost? The younger son, right? And who represents the righteous or those who are not lost? Yeah. And in this parable, I mean, you know, the families, the eldest son, the servants, the eldest son is the one that's lifted up the most. But the parable starts and immediately the younger son is asking for his inheritance. Now, you have to understand something. Now, some of you may know this, but this is really powerful to me. In that society, when you ask for your father's inheritance, What you're essentially saying is, Father, I wish you were dead so I could have my inheritance from you. So, I mean, that is what he's really saying is, Father, I wish you dead so I could get my inheritance from you. How do you think that went over? Well, how would it go over in your family, right? Yeah. Obviously, it was very rare, but the father divided his life. Now, what is life? What is the Latin word for life? Anybody know?